I'm Steve Garrett, and you're Within the Realm. Welcome to the second season of Within the Realm. Within the Realm is about stories. Everything has a story, and these are about the things, the places, and the people within my realm. In our first season, we covered a lot of ground. We discussed stories that involved coon dogs, Bigfoot, and political subdivisions that don't exist anymore. We covered a lot of ground in the area of technology. I learned a lot of aspects of recording, transferring music from one format to another, recording on-site interviews, and posting episodes to the World Wide Web. In the first season, I learned how to use the format to tell my stories, how to best get them across. Sometimes different words or phrases sound better in spoken word than in writing. That takes time, and I'm still learning. I'm still learning how to promote the podcast to a wider audience. I hope to entertain a wide array of people with my stories and inspire them to reflect on their own stories within their own realms. Within the Realm requires a few on-site visits for interviews and other audio. Despite my numerous requests, Bigfoot never came in for the desired interviews. Learning how to get the necessary audio with the technology available, and then how to do it on the first trip, has proved to be somewhat difficult. Sometimes you have to work around things you screw up, and I'm also learning how to do that. For our returning raving fans, you know the drill. Our format is somewhat of an audio magazine. With each episode, we'll present something just a little different, but we hope you'll find it entertaining. If you're hearing this for the first time, welcome aboard. You can check out our first season episodes at withinpodcast.com. We'll wait for you to catch up. We had great fun putting together season number one, even with all the learning we had to do. We're having just as much fun with season two as we get that constructed for you. And we're glad you're along for the ride. What's a super fan?
A super fan is somebody who, what I would say, does a deep dive of research into the thing that they are in favor of or the thing that they like a lot. They do research and they commit a lot of time and energy into learning everything they can about a certain subject.
Would you consider yourself a super fan?
I am a super fan.
I interviewed Nikki and Jared, a young couple with two preschool kids, about their status as super fans. In this case, it's for the TV show Survivor. I wanted to delve into what makes someone a super fan, and Jared and Nikki were more than happy to provide me a peek into this part of their lives.
Honestly, I think that's something that's developed in Nikki lately. In the last few years, she is a very passionate person. She's always been a very passionate person about things. Before I knew her, she was pretty passionate and obsessive about running and ministry and different elements of what her life had been up until that point.
Now, one of the things that she is passionate about is this reality TV show, which she quickly admits she is not just a passive viewer.
Like, I'm thinking, what would I do if I was this person? Like, I put myself in different players' shoes as I'm watching the episode, and I'm like, oh, that's a horrible move. Why would you say that to that person? Or I'm always thinking the strategy behind the game, and I have my own thoughts and ideas that I'm thinking of as I'm watching it. I'm not just, like, a passive viewer. I'm an active participant. A lot of people critique Survivor because they're like, okay, really, do you think that they just set these people on this island and let them starve for 39 days and that's it? Like, you don't think that they're feeding them sandwiches on the side or like putting makeup on them before they go to tribal and things like that, kind of just fluffing it up a bit. I guess from what I know of the show, it's real. Like, these people are going out on this island and they are given rice, but a very little amount of rice. I just feel like it takes you down, like strips you down of everything that you're comfortable with. You don't have any worldly comforts. Like you don't have a pillow or a blanket or air conditioning or fresh water just to turn on the tap or anything like that. You're not sleeping well. So I just feel like it's the rawest humanity that you can be. And I feel like it really just wears everyone down to really show who you are as a person. I believe that we were made to do hard things. And I think that Survivor is one of those things that really pushes you to the limits. In America, especially, we don't know what it feels like to be pushed to our limits. I feel like we live really cozy and fluffy little lives. And I like the idea of being stripped back down to just like the bare bones of what it is to be human and like relating to each other. Like there would be people on Survivor that live in places that I've never been and have had situations happen to them that I have never experienced. And just learning how to interact with people, doing that while you are literally starving.
This brand of super fandom goes beyond just watching the show actively each week. Nikki and Jared are part of a wider Survivor community online, something they believe solidifies their super fan status.
Well, let me tell you about my online community. It is...
Another thing I introduced to her.
It is, well, something that Jared had me listen to. It's called Rob Has a Podcast, so it's R-H-A-P. R-H-A-P is a community of people that are all...
We'll say who's Rob first.
Okay, well, Rob Cesternino is the producer of the podcast, and he was on Survivor twice. He is known as one of the best to never win.
Jeff Probst said he's the smartest player to never win.
Yeah, he started the podcast. Now it's a huge community of people that all are obsessed with Survivor mainly, but also like Big Brother, and they cover a whole bunch of other pop culture TV. Like they'll do The Walking Dead and other shows like that. And so that is the community that I'm in. That is where I feel like my true like super fandom started, is the RHAP deep dive, because mm-hmm. they do like pre-show cast assessment. So I know way more about the contestants on Survivor before the first episode even starts. And so it's fun to have their backstory and know their job and what they do and what they hope to bring to the game before I see them on the beach for the first time. But he also has things that are called Live Know-It-Alls, and Know-It-Alls is a podcast that is recorded right after the episode airs. And at the Live Know-It-Alls, it's a bunch of RHAP fans that all meet in one location, and we watch the episode together of Survivor, and then we watch these two guys, Rob Cesternino and Stephen Fishback,
who's another former Survivor,
where they break down the episode and they talk about the strategy and what was good and what was bad and what was ridiculous that was happening. And
2 years ago for your birthday, maybe even 3 years ago, when I noticed, hey, you know, Nikki's at home a lot, she's with the girls, she doesn't have quite a community of adults to be around or to communicate with, and so I thought, you know what would be really good is if I got for
if her. If I bought her friends.
Yeah, I bought her, I paid for a social ring for her. I got her for her birthday patron membership, where she has, you know, a secret private Facebook group that she's in with all these other super, super duper fans. And then they get like priority to go to these events, and they get more communion and conversation with Rob and other former survivors. And so that's another thing that kind of took your level of fandom deeper.
As super fans, these two have gone to Survivor gatherings across the country to connect with castaways in person. As with any good Survivor fan, they have their favorites and have gotten a chance to meet with a few of them.
My Survivor. Favorite Survivor? Suri
Fields. Who we met in New York.
And I met her.
who liked our Instagram photo from Disney on Ice the other night. I post on Instagram, and here Suri Fields likes our picture on Instagram, which shows we're someone.
So we're someone. Yeah. Suri is definitely my favorite. One of the oldest players that I met, like oldest as in one of the first seasons, was Colby Donaldson. And that was fun because it was like meeting a legend. I mean, I had nothing.
He was a household name.
Yeah.
At the time.
Yeah.
People are naming their kids Colby because of him.
Or their dogs.
Or their dogs.
But
that's an inside Survivor joke.
I had nothing cool to say to him, really. And so I got a picture with him, and it was kind of like meeting a legend or like a Greek god. It's very fun to meet these people, but it's also really cool because I feel like the first time, okay, this makes me sound really like Missouri lame, but I have never met a famous person in real life. And so the first know-it-alls I went to, I was really nervous. It was in New York. I had never been to New York before. I've never met a famous person. These survivors, they wouldn't be like, yes, I'm famous. But to me, they're famous because I know way too much about their lives to a creepy extent. And so I met these people, and just like them approaching me with questions and wondering about my life, and they acted so normal. And so it just kind of put things into perspective for me that they're normal people living their normal lives. They all work. Well, it's not like they just live in this survivor fantasy world.
I remember
they're just real people.
I remember with Ceree, it was this weird revelation when she said, yeah, I gotta go to work tomorrow. And it's like, oh yeah, you have a normal job. Like, and that like started the conversation. Like, you're not just the girl who goes on Survivor. And it kind of started the conversation of what do you do and that sort of thing.
My favorite, and he'll always be my favorite survivor that I've ever met, is a guy named Reynold Topher. Because when I met him, I walked up to him and I was like, hi, Reynold. And he's like, okay, remind me of your name and what season you were on. And he thought I was on Survivor. So he'll forever be my favorite.
In the end, the couple has a fun but philosophical view of their role as superfans.
That's the best thing about being a superfan, is that it's something that you can just have fun with and enjoy. And we, like, you recognize the insignificance and the vanity of it, and that's okay. Just having fun with something and an outlet, especially when you're raising two little girls. And
that's what I kind of was thinking of today when I was thinking about you coming over, and just what I was going to say about being a super fan and how excited I get about Survivor and what Survivor means to me. And I honestly, the closest I could get was thinking about like the girls before they go to bed on Christmas Eve, and just like that excitement. As adults, we don't get that feeling of excitement. Yes, it's a stupid TV show, you know? Like, and it means nothing in the grand scheme of life, but it's so fun to get excited about something. It's just like people that are like, I'm a diehard KU fan or whatever you are, you know, like I'm a diehard Cowboys fan or I'm a diehard this fan. It's just fun to get like stupid excited about something.
So it's like, I like that analogy of just, you know, something else to look forward to and have fun as an adult. And I pity people who aren't super fans of something. Like, I really do, because I just think, man, your life must really suck. It must be really boring that you can't find incredible joy in simple things.
It's fun, and I know it is ridiculous when people get me started talking about Survivor. I do have to be like, how deep of a dive do you want me to take right now? How much time are you willing to commit to me talking about Survivor? Because it could go on and on, but that's the fun of it. Like, I love being able to get really over the top excited about it being Wednesday, and I know that tonight a new episode of Survivor is going to come on, and then my podcast feed is going to blow up with all of these new podcasts ripping apart the show and making fun of what's happening or talking about the strategy, and I just love that.
Thanks for joining us for this, our first episode of the second season of Within the Realm. Remember, you can find us at withinpodcast.com on the World Wide Web and at iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. Help a fledgling podcast out by liking, recommending, and sharing. Be sure to keep up with us on social media at Within the Realm on Facebook and at Realm_Within on Twitter. Our theme music is provided by 556 and a half. And transitional music is provided by Spring Eyes. Remember, everything has a story, and it's all within the realm. As always, thanks for listening.